Nice. Soul on ice. I'ma put my soul on ice. Nice.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, whenever or wherever you are listening. Thank you for joining us. My name is Kwame, and of course, got to give a big shout out to Brother B holding us down on social media. Make sure you check us out on all the platforms. You're looking for Soul on Ice, the podcast. Like I said, my name is Kwame, and joining us finally is Double Trouble. Of course, we've got Elijah Roberts, but all the way from Germany with the worst internet I've ever seen in my life, we've got Akil Thomas. What's going on, son?
Yeah, so I live with Ingham, Dudas, Madden, and Turcotte. We're Kings prospects. We all live in an apartment. Unfortunately, a guy tested positive, and so we've been shut down for 2 weeks, and we've missed an exhibition game, so kind of sucks. It's kind of why we came out here, to get on the ice, play, be in a team environment. But no, I love it out here. We're gonna get back in the mix on Thursday. The food's awesome here. It's just, you know, five guys living in an apartment, a penthouse apartment in Berlin, Germany, big city. We're cooking every meal. It's been pretty cool doing chores, and
they're cooking every meal, not you.
Who's doing all the cooking?
I got the meat. I cook all the meat every night. Not every night, but you know, I do the steaks, salmon. Been killing it recently, actually. But it's been fun here. The traffic is brutal. It's worse than Toronto, maybe in LA. Like, it's bad. But it's a really cool city. A lot of good restaurants. Best restaurants I've ever seen. Best restaurants I've ever been to. We've been riding the Lime and Uber scooters everywhere before nice. We were in quarantine, and it was unreal. It's been a great time so far. But
So we've got Zayd Wisdom coming on the show in just a little while. Tell us a little bit about what you know about this young man. I know you're not going to be able to join us, but give us a little nutshell about this kid.
Yeah. You know, I work out with him in the summer, and I see him, you know, coming to the gym every day after me, and, you know, work hard. I've played against him for a couple of years. You know, I know how he kind of grew up and what his upbringing was like. And so it feels really good to see, you know, another brother, go through those obstacles and have a good OHL career and be drafted for a team to trade up for him and take him and, you know, show, you know, right off the bat, like, we wanted you. It was awesome. He's like a little brother to me. And, actually made me so proud just to see his name there. And you know, I stayed up to watch the draft that night. It was like, I don't even know what time in the morning, but wasn't gonna miss seeing his name get called.
Okay, so how are you doing in a nutshell? The reason why we're rushing Akil right now is because the internet in Germany is really bad, so right now it's sounding really good. So for everybody out there, I know you guys have been on lockdown. How are you doing personally, being away from North America for such a time?
It's been fun. I mean, we're living in a penthouse with five guys. We're playing cards every night. You know, we're just hanging out. We got each other. During quarantine, we were working out on the balcony, which sucked. But, you know, at least we have others to be around and to just hang out with all day. I do miss my family. I miss all my friends and stuff. But at the same time, I'm in Berlin, Germany right now. How many times will I be able to do that again? And we're playing pro hockey. So it's everything I've ever wanted to do.
So speaking of the draft, we called it. It's official. Quinton Byfield, number two. How are you feeling about that? The potential to have the two of you on the same team.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to my billet dad, who said that Stutzel was going to go too. Shout out to him. I knew I was going to be right. But yeah, that was so sick. You know, it became something that I didn't know was going to happen, if Byfield or Stutzel was going to go. But to see, you know, Q go there was awesome. You know, I can't really, you know, say, you know, can't really speak on, you know, the potential there, because it's might be, you know, a while before I'm there.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
I don't know. It's pretty cool how it all goes.
Have they kind of said anything about Byfield potentially joining you guys in Germany, or do you know if they're just going to keep him here?
They haven't said anything like that. That's the first time I've actually thought about it, to be honest. That'd be kind of cool. I don't know. I haven't heard anything, but maybe I'll ask him.
Here's a question for you before we let you go. Lastly, him getting drafted, seeing all the hype around it, Magic Johnson tweeting out to him, Snoop Dogg tweeting out to him, LA Kings tweeting a picture of you and Byfield with the caption "Future." Is this making you work extra hard? How are you feeling right now mentally as far as what can happen in the future?
That's a good question. Made me feel mentally just way stronger. I'm the most determined I've ever been in my entire life right now. You know, I'm really strict on, you know, my sleep, on my, you know, I watch video every day. You know, I do extra in the gym. I work hard on the ice now. Well, I've always has, but, you know, I'm just going extra hard. I'm in my mind, I'm just not going to be denied. Right. So, you know, it's been good for me to, you know, CQ drafted there and just to be here, and awaiting the season, waiting for the league to say, this is when we're starting. I don't really care where I am next year, but no matter what jersey I have on, I'm just going to be, you know, the best version I can be of me. So I'm looking really forward to it.
That's what it is. You know, I when we talked about this, when we had Q on the show, you know, I it's like I said to you guys, I said, man, this could be something really special for you guys as individuals, for the team of the LA Kings, as well as the growth of the game of hockey. I mean, the potential there is so big.
Well, I was thinking about it actually today, and I was like, because I was watching a video on Crosby, and I'm like, what if there was like a Backstrom and an Ovechkin, or a Connor McDavid and a Draisaitl, or a Bergeron and a Marchand of like two brothers on a team? Like, that'd be huge. That'd be huge for the black hockey community and the game. You know, that'd just be sick. So even to see like two guys on a team who are skilled players who make plays and score goals, like, that would be awesome to see. So
how inspiring would that be for young black kids that want to play hockey? You know,
it'd especially be huge. And yeah, it'd be huge. It'd give kids a reason to, you know, hold on, and maybe a reason for them to be like, you know what, I didn't play basketball, football, because I want to be like Quentin Byfield. And
I want to be like Quentin. I want to be like Akil. Like, when they're out there playing road hockey, you're Quentin, I'm Akil, like stuff like that. You know, who knows? We're not here to say what the LA Kings could do. We can only dream. We can only wish. But I think it's huge. So listen, we've got to let you go. I know it's almost time for you to go to bed, but we will talk to you the next couple of days as well. And for all you listeners out there, we've got a very special young man coming up. So keep it locked right here. Soul on Ice, the podcast, is what it is.
So, drinks on you when I get back here. Congrats, buddy.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it.
I think you might be the first fourth round pick to sign, like, ever of all time.
Ever.
You think? Probably.
I think so, yeah.
Because, quick. It was fast. Like, it was a quick
even
one.
When I saw Lafreniere sign earlier today, like, I was like, that never happens. They never sign guys that quick.
Yeah, bro. So it was crazy. I wasn't expecting it.
Out of the blue? Did they just call you?
Yeah, my agent called me, and he was just like, we have a contract already. I was like, huh?
He's like, yeah. You're like, contract for what?
Contract. I was like, yeah. I was like, for what? He's like, no, we got it. Philly, we've been talking to them all day. They want to sign you. We just need to ask for your permission. I was like, yeah. I mean,
yeah, let me think about that for a second.
And then, literally a day later, they emailed me the contract and said, sign it, send it back.
Word. Yeah, that's crazy. You know Eustace. That's my man, right?
I know. I know him. He told me about you.
Yes.
King, Nate, where were you when you found out?
At home.
Oh,
at home.
I was at the casino.
Were you really?
It was crazy. I was like, everyone worries about going like the first, like second, third round, and then just like,
no need to, really.
Boom, doesn't matter.
It's crazy.
Mom Dukes must be hype, bro.
Way too hype. She's getting way too giddy already.
That's so dope. Wow. What about your grandma? She must be like,
oh yeah, tears. Oh, yeah. They're all in tears. All in tears. All
you've been to Philly before? Have you ever been there?
I've been when I was younger. Like I was, I played like hockey tournaments down there and stuff like that. But like, not that I remember. Like clearly,
Philly's
like,
dope, bro.
Sick.
Philly is dope. I'm hearing. Like,
did they say anything to you before they draft you? Like, did they tell you like
there's a good bro. Chance or anything? Nah, they literally told me like. They called me after the fact. Like I found out from my brother screaming. Like, when I got picked, my brother started screaming. And they called me like 5 minutes after that. Yeah. It was crazy. I wasn't even expecting it. Like I was just I was like laying on my bed heated because I dropped from where I was ranked, just cheesed. And then like out of nowhere, Philly comes.
And that's a great spot to be, I'll tell you. Oh, yeah. Like their fans are intense.
Oh yeah. That's what I'm hearing.
The legacy of that team is intense. Like, you know, and you know, it's like it's a new wave that's coming on. You know what I mean? Like it's a like even with like this COVID stuff that's happening, if you think about it, if you look at like there's periods in hockey, there's stages, there's the Gretzky era, there's the Lafleur era, there's all these eras. Like the new era is starting to just start to bubble. Like you guys are part of this new era.
Oh, yeah.
And like Akil, Quentin, you, like the man's dam is, you guys are a part of a new era. So it's
crazy. It feels surreal. It still feels surreal right now. Like it doesn't even hit you. It doesn't even hit you till like a few days later. And then you're just sitting in bed and you're just like, wow. Like,
and the responsibility that you have, the responsibility that Akil has, like you guys got it. You guys, like,
yeah.
Akil knows, like he's sick of me talking to him about the extra work he needs to do, that extra, like there's that thing. And you know, I'm the big homie, I'm the old guy of the group, you know what I mean? And I know for a fact, as young men, it's kind of like, you know, whatever, let's go. But I'm telling you guys, if you guys are just to buckle down a little bit and just go hard. Like, you guys can change the world of hockey, like, literally. Like, I see it, but it's on you guys. You know what I'm saying, Akil?
For sure.
Yep, I hear you. One thing, if you think when camp runs, like, comes around, and if you think that you can't make the roster, then you're wrong.
Yeah?
Bro. You can make
that. They wouldn't trade up for you and draft you if like they didn't want you there as soon as possible. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it. Imagine.
Well, like
I'm trying to think, there was someone who did it a couple years ago. They were like a third or fourth rounder.
There's not gonna be like a skilled like winger or centerman who like goes fourth round and like makes it his first year. It's going to be like a power forward, gritty, exactly. Like high intensity type of player like you. Like that's the type of guy who makes it out of nowhere. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not the 5 foot
was
two.
Was it Jasper Bratt?
He went fourth round and made it first year.
Yeah.
Really?
Or sixth round, something like that.
It was crazy. Just because he was supposed to go to like London that year.
London, yeah.
At the end of the day, it's on you. It's on you, bro.
You know what I mean? All of it. That's what a lot of people don't get. A lot of kids don't get. Like it's all on you. You gotta want it. It's a 90% mental game. You gotta want it. You gotta wanna do this for the rest of your life. You gotta love the game, or you're not gonna make it far for sure.
You gotta look at that whole situation and just say, like, is this gonna be my life? And if this is gonna be my life, then I gotta put in the work.
Exactly. It's not easy. It's not easy for sure.
No, not at all.
Jesper Bratt went sixth round and made it his first year. So
crazy.
So Akil, you're gonna try and stick around for as long as you can.
Yeah, for the next like 20 minutes.
Okay, so Akil's gonna stick around for as long as you can, folks. And this is an unconventional episode with this young man. So I got to do the patented introduction. So let me get busy. First off, I'm going to say our next guest, our guest right now, has the greatest name ever as a hockey player. And that name will be the greatest when he plays in the NHL, because it's just so cool to say it. From all reports, this kid works for every piece of the ice he is given. Basically, hard work should be his middle name. In an article I read, he is quoted as saying, "I want you to doubt me." Now, that's kind of scary coming from a power forward. That basically is the words that means determination. From coaches to trainers, they say this kid has more potential than he even knows. The OG, Wayne Simmons, Simmer, has said this kid will be a fan favorite in Philly, drafted 94th overall in this year's NHL draft. Let me introduce you to Zade Hard Work Wisdom. What's going on, kid?
Nothing much. Thanks for having me out here.
Yeah, great brother. The Wiz. So Akil, what's the nickname for Wisdom? What do they call him in the streets?
That was a dope intro. You should probably save that and send that to me too.
Oh, I got you. You can go when you're in Philly. You could be like, "Listen, when I come on the ice, I need you guys to play this."
I like that one a lot.
Yeah, at the gym, we just call him Wisdom. That's all about now we're probably going to call him Airhead, because I could see his head kind of like falling off right now as I talk to him.
He calls me like Big Bro.
Big Bro.
No.
All respect.
Sonny.
Akil.
Maybe Buddy. Like, yeah.
I love that. Well, I'm going to call you The Wiz. Have any of you youngins heard of the movie called The Wiz?
No, never watched it.
You guys know what The Wizard of Oz is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the black version is called The Wiz. It starred Michael Jackson, Diana Ross. It's a classic. I'm going to send it to you guys. You have to watch it. Every young black kid needs to watch The Wiz, and that's what they're going to call you from now on, The Wiz.
I like that one. Most of my buddies already call me Wiz.
Call you Wiz?
Yeah, that's what I'm known as. Or Z, just Z or Wiz.
So, you know, there used to be a record store in New York. It was called The Wiz, and it's like nobody beats The Wiz. And then there's a rapper called Biz Markie, and he had a song called Nobody Beats The Biz. So we're going to just Nobody Beats The Wiz.
Uh-huh. I like that a lot.
Colin, you're just showing your age here, man.
I'm showing my age like a mug right here. So anyways, Wiz, first off, congratulations, man, on being drafted. Not only for you, but your whole family, your supporters, because it hasn't been the typical easy road. Not even saying easy road, but it hasn't been the typical road. Middle class, upper middle class, family, you know, paying for ice time, all this training, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, it's been a hard road for you. So, you know, I think huge congratulations on being able to one day potentially represent the NHL Shield, bro.
Thank you. It's definitely been a journey to get here, but if I had to do it again, I would. No questions asked. Love this game so much to the bone. Still enjoy playing it. I don't think I'll ever get tired of it. So, getting paid is just something that happens on the side for me. I would play hockey even if I wasn't getting paid. So I'm not now, and I still enjoy it. It's something I want to do for the rest of my life. So thank you. It means a ton.
Yeah, man. Hey, did your mom ever tell you where your name came from? Because Zade is Yiddish for grandfather. So basically your grandfather Wisdom, which is actually still pretty cool.
You hear that, Akil? Call me Grams. Crap, Grams, Pops, any one of those.
Signs one piece of paper in grandfather world now, man. Jeez.
That's awesome. How was your mom and your grandmother's reaction when your name was called during the draft?
Well, I was upstairs. I was upstairs with a couple of my buddies and like my brother, and my mom was downstairs. And when my name showed up, I'm pretty sure the whole neighborhood could hear. Mm-hmm. All doors were open, windows were open. I'm surprised people weren't scared. Like it was crazy. My house, the roof got blown off. Everybody was screaming. Everybody was giddy. Everybody was excited. A feeling that I've never had like that before. It took me a few days to even just take a step back, relax, and fully take it in. And And now that I'm doing that, it's crazy. So, I honestly, I just can't wait to get down to Philly and just get started. It feels like time's going by so slow now that, Corona and everything we got going on here, but the faster the better for me. So,
And I know the draft went a little bit longer for you than you were expecting. I know you were expecting to hear your name called a little bit earlier, but I've been all over Twitter and everywhere and heard people say Zade could be the steal of the draft. Don't know how he fell to the fourth round. Is that a little extra motivation to all those teams who kind of let you slip that far?
Oh yeah. Like even the O draft, I was ranked a bit higher and I went fourth round in the OHL draft as well, where I was pissed off about dropping a bit or dropping the extra round that I didn't think I should have, but I've been in this situation before and honest to God, I just use it as motivation at this point. As you guys say, as you guys read, like, I want you to doubt me. I don't want you to have all the faith in me. I want you to doubt me at first. I want to show you what I can actually do. And then you can stop doubting me, but first doubt me.
So, I remember just, you know, throw back to my draft, with Kwame, enjoyed the whole experience with Kwame. A lot of hype going into it, a lot of expectations. I worked so hard for that day and it finally came. I was hoping to go in the first round for sure. I wanted to, I thought, you know, I deserved to. Obviously didn't happen. I remember, you know, Kwame, you know, having his camera on my face right after and me thinking like, this is the last thing I want to do right now, but whatever. But, honestly, I'm thankful that the camera's in my face because I want to remember how I felt and I want to kind of remind myself of, you know, how I transformed my feeling in like the video that he was interviewing me with and into like a, you know, feel, cause it really changed me, I think, in all areas. And, so I think, you know, I sent you a text before the draft and just, you said like, you know, if anything weird happened, just like it might happen or whatever, but you know, you just believe in yourself and everything like that. But, you know, a couple months ago, your brother got drafted to the Ice Dogs. Nice. That was unreal. So it,
nice.
I remember it was like, obviously the O draft is online, so you guys are at home as well. So it's just, I think it's special that, you guys have been through so much as a family and, you know, this year will definitely go down as one of your best years for sure. So just wanted to say congrats and, it just must have been it has to be a sick year, eh? This year. It's been awesome for you guys.
Crazy year. Mom's making moms proud now. Like that's the main goal. Make moms proud. Me and my brother think about it every night, talk about it every night. I live by it. Like I've watched my mom cry way too much for me not to be great. So, definitely one of the main goals, and it feels good to start off, the season, I guess, as a, on a good note. Well, when it does start.
You know, speaking of your moms, I watched that very emotional piece on TSN, you know, and it's called Nothing Given. And for anybody out there listening, you need to go online and click this. This is probably one of the greatest stories I've heard in the hockey world for a very long time. And you know, and I'm a storyteller. When I watched that, I was like, dang it, I wish I told that story because it was so beautiful. You know, this is an important story for all those kids out there that think they don't have a chance. This is for all those parents out there that think, man, where am I going to get that extra dollar to put my kid on the ice? This kid's story is going to tell you that perseverance through adversity is there. Tell us about some of the rough times you and your family had to go through just for you and your brother to play hockey and how important your mom's strength has been for all of you.
There were some tough times. A lot of sacrifices were made when we were younger, whether it be my brother sacrificing something that he wanted, my mom sacrificing something she wanted, my grandma, me, just a ton of sacrifices that I'm grateful for till this day where, like, for example, my little brother, I was going into my minor mid, or maybe bantam. It might have been bantam year in minor hockey. And he was trying to move up to AAA as well. And we finally got him a team. that was willing to accept him. I think it was North York or Markham Majors, something like that. And it got to the point where, like, he made the team, everything was going good, and then my mom just couldn't afford to keep both of us in AAA hockey. Like, one of us had to sacrifice. Like, and it ended up, my brother ended up dropping a level back down to AA and just staying down there and staying with his buddies. But as much as he would have loved to play up at the next level at AAA on a different team, he made the sacrifice for me to keep playing AAA and to my mom being able to keep me in that league. Those are one of the many sacrifices that I've seen him make for me and my family, and it ended up paying off for him. Like, he still ended up getting drafted. He still ended up he's going to get an opportunity hopefully in the next few years to play in Niagara. But it was definitely tough, like, watching him make sacrifices for his big bro, or watching my mom make sacrifices for the both of us. It was tough. So those are just, there were a bunch. There were too many, like,
lights off.
Yeah. Power getting shut off. My mom lying to me, telling me that it was the whole neighborhood that didn't have power, or something, the whole power box went down for the entire street, stuff like that, where my mom didn't want me to feel bad, or my brother to feel bad, or feel left out going to school the next day, knowing that, like, we don't have enough money to even afford groceries some nights. Like, some nights we were struggling to figure out what we're eating for dinner that night. We had to go to the food bank, and, like, it was those tough times that I feel that's where I got my game from, like, my hockey game, like, that big body play, work for everything, work for every inch of ice you get, work for every puck you come out of the corner with. I feel like that's where all that comes from, just because of how I grew up and what I watched grow up, like, what I was watching growing up around me. It was tough. So I feel like that's where I get a bunch of my personality, like, my personality comes from that, growing up in such a tough neighborhood and such a rough way.
It shaped me. Go ahead, sir.
No, I was just saying it shaped me. It shaped me to be the person I am today, and I'm thankful for it. So
that's awesome, man. Kwame, you mentioned the TSN feature on him. You can just go on TSN, the website, I think, and find it there.
We'll put up a link yeah, as well.
So I thought it was a really cool piece. And I think the biggest thing I took away from that was just seeing his hoodie and it was pretty cool. Where did you get it from? It was pretty cool.
That one was I stole it from Spears.
Nice.
Yeah, right out of the closet. Right out
did
of there.
Did you wear that on purpose?
Oh yeah. The guy really? Me, like, he's like, did you tell Akil to slide you a 50 before that? I was like, nah, just being a good buddy. Good guy.
Good guy. Thanks, buddy.
For those listening, what the reference is, if you see the piece, Zayd is rocking a Zale hoodie, which looks really dope, the beige one. And obviously that is Akil's clothing company. And it was interesting. I saw a video of Blake Bolden from the LA Kings. She was rocking it. Ron McLean messaged me. He said he just got his Zale clothing. So, you know, Zayd, Akil's just going out there. He's dishing them out, man. He's trying to get all that, that love out there.
Oh yeah. I'm here to support him the whole way. I was there when he started. I'm happy for him. He's got this far. He's a businessman. We all chirp about it. Always a businessman. Always looking to make some money. So good for him. I have his back all the way. So
yeah, most of my earnings come from Dustin Elijah and NHL. But if you want 40% off, use code Zayd Wisdom until the 16th. So
is that what we're doing?
Oh. That's what we're doing.
Okay, so break it down, bro. Break it down. Like, you just can't throw it in like that. What's up?
Use code Zayd Wisdom on Zale's website, all caps, for 40% until the 16th.
Till the 16th. Okay,
I can do 42%.
Hey, on all items?
All items.
Wow.
Use code Zayd Wisdom.
I need to go get me some new stuff.
Get some new stuff.
Fresh after this. That's all I know.
And Akil, you keep that energy. Yeah, NHL 21 is dropping this week, so keep that energy.
Zayd, are you a gamer?
Sometimes depends. Like during the season, yeah, I'll play a bit. It's keep me busy when I'm home alone. No billet brother, so I was by myself last year, so it was tough.
Okay, you got to go online. One v one,
me and you. Who's winning?
Oh, you don't want that, Akilah. I'll leave you in the dust. I promise you.
That's something we got to film next summer.
Definitely. Right. You know what we're gonna know what we're gonna do next summer? We're gonna get some of the mans them together, and we're gonna have an NHL 21 tournament, and we're gonna film it.
Nice, the podcast tournament.
We're gonna go live. We're gonna have Zayd in there. Akilah, we're gonna get Q in there. We're gonna get busy. We're gonna get some food. We're gonna do the podcast, and we're gonna see who comes out on top. And we're gonna have friendly bets. Put some money on there. You know, put some Zayd clothing up and like that, and just see who
say
gets.
No more, call me. Say no
are
more.
Are we gonna have qualifications? Because I don't know if a guy like Elijah like qualifies for that.
As long as Akil's not getting mad when I beat him and he's just fair about it, I'm good. I'll be there. Don't get mad.
That's okay, buddy.
So Zayd, you know, what do people like Daryl Levy? He's a friend of the podcast. What does a guy like him mean to you as your trainer? Because he's more than just a trainer, I would say.
Yeah, he's like an older brother than me. That guy would do anything for me, and I would do anything for him. I know he has my back no matter what. That guy, like the amount of stuff that guy's done for not just me, my family, unbelievable. Honestly, could confidently say one of the best people I've ever met in my life. Just so selfless, so selfless. He would, if he sees you struggling, he's the first one with his hand out asking you if you need help. So. Honestly, he's like an older brother to me. I love that guy with all my heart.
Speaking of older brother, I mean, you're an older brother, and earlier, right before quarantine started, we kind of got together and skated, and I remember your brother came up to me and he's like, can I have your Niagara gloves? And I was like I would have gladly given them to him because I'm done there, but I went and said to him, I was like, go out and earn your own pair of gloves. And he said, you know what, I'm going to go and do that. So kind of just shows the work ethic that you both have. But going back with Daryl Levy, you've been working out with him for a while. What was it before you made Kingston that you had to do, whether it was physically or mentally, to kind of make sure that you made that team?
It was that summer was tough after that draft because I was coming – so when I talked to Kingston for the first time after they drafted me, they basically told me why I dropped. They were like, a lot of people think you're too heavy, you're too slow, your conditioning's not good enough. So that summer coming up, I got on the phone with Levs right after that. I was like, Levs, get me in shape. He's like, are you going to do whatever it takes? Get me in shape. That's what I want. I said, yeah, no problem. And then after that, it was every day, just to grind, working out. I don't even know what time we were working out last year, but I remember seeing Akil there, seeing all the boys there all the day, and watching those guys and leave for different type of stuff, and watching them wear their show gear and stuff like that. It was only motivation. That summer was definitely. What's up?
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, that summer was definitely tough, but at the same time, it was good for me. I definitely needed it to help me. Lev's got me in shape, and he's definitely the reason my point spike was so high this year. He was one of the big reasons. He kept me in shape over the summer, and he sent me back ready to go, and I'm just thankful for that. So,
yeah, one thing I can honestly say is, you know, I've worked out, like, not with Zayd, but in the same gym as Zayd for like years now. I don't even know how long. I used to see him as like that, you know, that little kid who just looked like walked into the gym and looked like he was too young to be there. But I can only say he's actually a beast. Like it doesn't make sense like how like in shape he is and like how hard he goes. So kudos to you. But back to your little brother. First time I met your little brother, we're on the ice together. Like we're skating and he comes out to me. And like this is the after World Juniors. This is like when my first skate, I think, when COVID happened.
Okay.
He comes up to me and he's like, "Hey man, like I know you're like gross and stuff, but like What's going on with your style? I'm like, what the hell?
I would say that to 100.
I was actually like, wait a second. This can't be true.
I guarantee you Dante told him to tell you that too. I guarantee it.
No. So we'll see how the boys in Niagara treat him the first day. Maybe set something up for him.
What do you say? You're going to send some words out.
I'll put a price on his head out there for sure.
I swear everybody has a story about my little brother. Everybody.
Is he a big personality kind of a guy?
Oh yeah. He just says what's on his mind. He'll go up to people he's never met before and just ask you, "What are you doing, bro? What are you doing?"
He's one of those guys who'll point to you and say, "Those shoes."
Oh yeah. 100%. He's that guy.
Is he like you though, in the sense where if he's gonna talk all that, he can back it up and he's not.
Oh yeah, that's what he thinks. That's what he thinks. put his place.
You know, I knew about you because of Anthony Stewart, and this is actually pretty interesting because he's another friend of the show. And he said to me after we had Shane Wright on, mm-hmm. he was just like, "Yo, don't forget about Zayd Wisdom." I was like, "Who's that?" And then he just replied, "The Future." Like that was it for me. And so, you know, I was like, I was so glad to connect with you. I was like, "Yo, pass me his number." When you and I talked on the phone for a little bit, and I was just really hyped to have you on the show, man, because it's true.
Thank you. I was super excited to be on here.
Yeah, because you definitely are the future. So you know, he went on to tell me about your work ethic, and he would say that, you know, that's one of the biggest things about you that you bring to your table, is that your work ethic is huge. Where do you think you pick that up from? You know, when do you think that work ethic just kind of sparked you?
So I think I would definitely get it from my mom. Like, just my mom, like, I don't know, man. Like, she's crazy. She's a superwoman. Like, I didn't think it was possible to do some of the things I've seen her do. Like, she came up, she's the one who really came up from nothing. Like, she had nothing growing up, like, mm-hmm. grew up in Bancroft, the tiny house with my grandma. She's never met her dad. Mm-hmm. I've never met my grandpa. So like, she's the definition of struggle, and just watching her work for everything and provide for me and my brother.
Yeah.
Without any excuses. If there was no meal on the table that night, my mom wouldn't have an excuse. My mom would own up to it and be like, that's my fault. Like, it's all me. And just watching her work for everything she's had, everything without any excuses, not once ever asking me to like take over, not once ever saying she wants to quit. Mm. So just watching her do that, and watching her persevere and just get through what we've been through, and seeing it personally and in person, it was just crazy. And I would definitely say me and my brother both get it from her. Like, it was crazy.
Mom Dukes knows she's going to get that nice house. Get that nice house one day.
Lavish.
I love that. I think that's what came out so much about from what I've heard from, you know, from Eustace and from Stewie, is that like your love for your moms is like, it's over the top. And, you know, without her, you know, who knows? Am I correct? Your mom is Métis?
No, my grandma is. My grandma's Métis, which makes her half. Mm-hmm. And but like, we don't really like exercise it or anything like that. But
gotta rep, man. That's you gotta rep, bro.
Like, my grandma does. My grandma does heavy. My grandma wears like her hair in the braids. Like, you'll see her with the hair in the braids, and you'll see her with like the skirts on and all the native mm-hmm. clothing. But I don't know. We kind of, it's not introduced into the hockey world just yet, so we kind of try to keep it away from there, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's just, I mean, culturally, I mean, you know, just for you as a person, it's always good to know where you come from, man. Mm-hmm, 'cause that's where you know you're going forward. And plus, again, it's like I always say to Akil, I say it to Elijah, I'll say it to you. You guys are the ones that these kids are going to look up to. So a young black kid is going to look up to you, and he's going to be like, "Yo, that's my guy. I can see myself." So you owe it to that to represent yourself accordingly. And you got to be proud of who you are, bro. You know, that's what it is.
Never forget where you came from either. Know your roots for sure.
So you have some great men in the NHL who have been looking out for you for a long time. What does that mean for you and your career going forward? Has it given you the mindset that paying it forward is important?
Oh yeah, 100%. Like my mom always tells me, you see people on the way up and you never know who you're going to need on your way back down. So keeping them close and keeping in touch with them and showing them respect all the time and stuff like that, it ended up helping me. Like Stewie just got a job in Philly.
Big Stewie, Chris. Yeah,
Chris Stewie just got a job in Philly, and that ended up working out perfectly for me because I know him. And it honestly couldn't work out. And Wayner Simmer played in Philly for how long? And then him tweeting about me, it just means the world. Like it couldn't have worked out any better for me. Like honestly, like just the support group around me and the support group I'm going to have, it helps me. And it makes me feel safe knowing that like I'll have people to help me and I'll have people who've experienced the stuff that I'm going through right now, especially with our skin color and stuff like that. It definitely helps knowing that they have my back and they're there for me. So I honestly think it couldn't have worked out any more perfect.
Now, you talk so much about your mom and all the struggle and Philly, and you know, I had this question for you. What were you gonna do to earn that first contract? And then a couple hours before I'm getting ready to hop on, I look on Twitter and I see Philly signed Zade Wisdom. How'd that all kind of happen? And do you got any big plans for once you get that first little bit of money?
So it was kind of 2 days ago. It was just like out of the blue. Like my agent called me and said, "This contract." I was like, "Pardon? What are you talking about?" He's like, "Philly wants to sign you, bro. Like, are you okay with that?" I was like, "Obviously, yeah, I'm okay with that. Like, what do you mean?" He's like, "All right, that's all I needed from you. I'll get back to you soon." 30 minutes later, lo and behold, there's a contract on my table. So, it came out of nowhere, and it definitely feels amazing. It's great. It's an amazing feeling, but it came out of nowhere and told me to keep it on the down low until it's public. And I did. And they announced it like a day later. So, it's surreal. It still feels surreal. It's crazy.
What's the most exciting thing about knowing your potential to be out on the ice in Philadelphia for you is?
I don't know. I feel like I definitely play like Philly hockey, that kind of like that big boy hockey going into corners and stuff like that. Well, obviously not the past few years, but back then they had those bigger body guys like Simmer and like Stewie. So those guys just set the way, and like I kind of model my game after guys like those, where they have that kind of bigger frame. And I know I'm not as tall as them or whatever, but I feel like I could still play that type of hockey where they're using their body or putting Wayne in front of the net, tipping pucks like crazy. Nobody's winning a net front battle against that guy. Those are kind of the goals I kind of set for myself, where I want to be the best guy in front of the net. I want to be the best guy in the corners. I want to be the best guy at my game of hockey, if you know what I mean. If you know what that means, like my stuff, like the things that I think I'm the best at, I want to be the best at. So it's kind of this, just like, I'm excited to get down there and show them what I got and show them how much I've improved since last year. So
with that being said, to all the Philly fans that are listening, what type of player are they going to get out of Zade Wisdom?
I would say two-way power forward. Once I start skating and once I start working hard, that's when my goals and my points start to pop up. So I would definitely say like a two-way power forward that goes in the corners, stay in front of, not afraid to go to the dirty areas, stuff like that. So
stand up for his teammates.
Yeah, exactly. Instantly, no matter what. That's me. Like as soon as I get on a team, I don't consider teammates teammates. They're brothers at that point. So especially over the next few years, as our relationship keeps on getting stronger and stronger, no question, instantly, if somebody messes with you, they're messing with me. So
Broad Street Bullies, boy.
Exactly. Broad Street Bullies.
Coming back.
Man,
coming
that back. Actually called me. That reminds me, actually. I remember when, I think it was Zaid's first year, and I was just messing around with one of his teammates, and this guy Zaid comes out of nowhere, starts acting all big, and I'm like, who? What are you, O2 Zaid?
Yeah.
I'm like, who's this O2 coming stepping to me?
Okay.
This guy wasn't backing down from a challenge. So how kudos to him as a rookie who's running around like crazy defending his teammates.
Love that. I love that. I mean, that's something that I think is important for a team. Not only can you be out there putting up points, you got to be out there that's grinding it out for your boys and watching everybody's back. So I'm excited for you, man.
I think Zaid learned his lesson there because he was smelling my glove for a good 5 seconds.
So okay.
Don't think he's going to do that
again. Elijah, chill out.
So Zaid, you know, with all the social justice things that are going on in our society right now and how it's kind of bled into, you know, the world of hockey, how are you going to use your platform, to just kind of make sure that young players of color understand that they have a safe space and that they are a part of this game as well?
So, I talk about this. Funny you bring this up. I talk about it with my mom all the time. First thing we want to do is give back to the community and give back as much as possible. Just because when I was coming up, a bunch of people were giving me stuff. They were helping me out, making sure I was okay. So I just want to give back to the community and to the hockey community. And whether it be helping kids pay for hockey, helping making a charity for extra old hockey equipment to make sure kids around my area have hockey equipment and have skates and have stuff to participate in the sport and learn to love it like I do, whether it be whatever it is. I just want to give back to my community and to the hockey community, just because of how much they've given me and how much they've helped me succeed and helped me chase my dreams. So me and my mom talk about it all the time, and I have no clue what it'll be yet, but there'll definitely be something coming up soon for sure. So,
bro, I work with the NHL and do content for them. I cannot wait to get a camera on you and just to come up with some ideas with you, bro. I think 100%. we're gonna do some damage, boy. We're gonna let people know what's up. And speaking of doing damage, before we let you go, what we like to do on our show is we like to see how much flavor our guests have. And by flavor, we're talking about their top five songs. These top five songs can set the pace of a man's career. These top five songs can tell a lot of people about the kind of guy that's coming on the ice. So Zaid Wisdom, The Wiz, what are your top five songs, brother man, that's going to motivate you on this?
I'm here right now. My one would be Some to Prove by Lil Baby. Next one would be I'm the Man by 50 Cent.
Oh, shoot. Okay, you're getting gully right now. Okay.
Yeah. Get giddy. Then I love, my third one would be Laugh Now, Cry Later by Drake.
Yep.
Fourth one would be Pop Smoke, Dior.
Okay.
And then fifth one, Wait On Me by Chef G.
All right.
He gets my approval, call me.
He gets my approval too. You know what I mean? Rest in peace, Pop Smoke, man. That's big. But you know what, Elijah? I'm telling you, man. When I look at Zaid in his eyes, he looks like a Wu-Tang kid. I think I got to send you a specific Wu-Tang playlist. I think you'd be a Wu-Tang guy. I think you'd be a Griselda guy.
Love Wu-Tang. Love Wu-Tang.
I told you.
There it is.
I told you.
There it is.
Love it.
That's my man right there, Wisdom. I like this kid.
Thank you.
Listen, Akil had to jump off because he's in Germany and his internet is the worst.
Craziness. So, don't ever FaceTime that guy.
You can't. But I'll tell you this, Elijah. I don't know if you will agree with me. This is one of the funnest episodes that I've had with a guest so far doing a podcast. Wisdom, man, I'm telling you, you feel like the future. You feel like what we want to see as far as the personality goes from a hockey player. And all we need you to do, brother, is just to keep working hard in the gym, on the ice, and earn that spot, man. And take that. Don't just earn that. Take that spot.
I don't plan on stopping anytime soon. As I just getting started. I'm just getting started here. So no time soon am I stopping.
Word up. Sure, Elijah.
Keep that personality, man. I mean, we talked to so many people, and I feel like when people get to the league, they're scared that they got to change and be a certain way. But, you know, just keep doing you, and that's what got you to where you are, and that's what's going to get you to where you want to go. So,
thanks, bro. Appreciate it. Appreciate it a ton.
All right, folks. That's Zayd Wisdom, a.k.a. The Wiz, a.k.a. Big Daddy, a.k.a. You Don't Want to Doubt Me. Thank you for joining us, brother. Sure.
Call me. I don't know about the Big Daddy one, man.
Big Daddy right there, B.
Fire.
That was Zayd Wisdom, a.k.a. The Wiz. Man, Elijah, like I said, this is probably the most fun interview we've had. He, great kid, man. He's a great, like, where did he come from, man?
I don't know where, man. To be honest, I don't know. He just, like you said, he wasn't even expected to make the team. Went in, put in work. Had a great first year, just kept getting better. It's just a definition of just going uphill, just keeps getting better, keeps working. And, you know, I mean, when I saw today that he signed that contract with Philly, I was like, wow, that's
big.
That's something special. And, you know, he's a kid that the first one doesn't mean anything. He's chasing that next one. And like when we were talking to Dylan DeMello, he was talking about how he's been playing for so long and wanted that long-term stability, and he finally got it. And I think Zayd's someone that's just going to follow on the path like that, who underdog, keeps going, keeps grinding, and eventually he's going to get that long-term deal.
Does it get you hype? Does it get you hype to get back on the ice, to show them, to show and prove what you can do?
Oh, yeah. We've been on the ice, but I want to get in a game. And you know, we've been every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we've been skating. We've been going hard, and there's a lot of competition between teammates. It gets physical at times, but you know, we think really we're the best team in our league, and we're just dying to get back out there. And you know, we don't know if we're going to be playing this year, but we're making sure we're staying prepared. And if we don't play this year, when next year comes around, we want to have that little edge on everyone. And you know, it matters. My dad always says it's what you do every day, all day, 24 hours, 365. So even if we're not playing this year, I got to make sure I'm ready for whether I'm playing somewhere else or playing next year. Just got to make sure I stay ready.
Dig it. Big shout out to Akil Thomas all the way in Germany, jumping on. Hopefully he'll get some better internet. And for those out there that love the Zale brand, make sure you go to zaleapparel.com. And when you're there, put in the code Zayd Wisdom, all in caps, ZAYDEWISDOM, all in caps. And you'll get, what did he say? I feel like
I believe
it's
40%.
40% off?
He might have said 42. But
might have said 42, but
yeah,
you know, you'll at least get a 40% off. So you know, and a lot of people are rocking that hoodie. So that's going to be big. And lastly, before we bounce again, Quentin Byfield, congratulations. Number two, friend of the show. We got to get him back on here. What do you think about that as far as the future of the LA Kings? Because we got Snoop Dogg tweeting about him. We got Magic Johnson tweeting about him. We got the LA Kings putting out photos with Akil and Quentin on there saying future. This is big, man.
It's history, man. It really is what it is. It's, you know, highest drafted black player ever. It's
ever.
Making big moves. Making real big moves. And one of the things that I really liked is even, you know, everyone, when they get drafted, they kind of put out a picture or whatever saying thank you to everyone. And, you know, he put out his thing and he made like a little joke at the end. So he tagged Anthony Davis and LeBron James and said, Taco Tuesday, ? You know, I think that just shows a little bit of his personality, and his personality is going to fit in real well in LA. And, you know, he's a star in the making. He really is. So it's special to see. And I just can't wait till I believe they said January they're looking to start. And, you know, he's got a real good shot of making that opening night roster. And it's real exciting.
Big shout out to not only Zayd for getting drafted, not only Quinton for getting drafted, but every single young man that got drafted at this year's NHL draft pick. I don't care if you're number one or if you're the very last person that's been drafted. It don't matter. Because if you don't work hard on the ice, off the ice, you could be a bust. So I will say this to every single one of those kids out there. No matter where you rank, you keep grinding and you make this game a better game in the future.
And for all those who didn't get drafted, it really, that should be some fire, just getting you going. And, you know, if you had a bad year or you just didn't get drafted or whatever reason it is, it really does not mean anything. You go out there and you just work and you work and you work, and you're going to get yourself to where you want to be. There's a stat that I saw on Twitter. It was, I think, other than the first and second round in this year's playoffs, more players were undrafted than any other round, other than the first and second. So you just look at all those people playing in the playoffs. Other than the first and second round, there was more undrafted players than any other round. So if that's not just something, some motivation, that you literally look at the league and it's a lot of undrafted players. So don't think it's over. If anything, it should just be more fire to get you going.
And with that being said, my friend, speaking of fire, this was a fire episode. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Make sure you check us out on all social media platforms. Soul on Ice, the podcast. Shout out to Brother B. Nice. Shout out to Akil. Shout out to Elijah. My name is Kwame, and we out. Bong, bong.
Bong, bong.
And when we make it, we gonna put our soul on ice. Cause when they doubted us, we did it twice. I guess the poop is in the freezer. They tried to get rid of us, but they need us. So I need you, like you need me. I need you, like you need me. We double up when our numbers come through the TV. Yeah, soul on ice, I'ma put my soul on ice.
Nice. You goddamn right, I'm screaming on that beat. I got a match screaming on the streets. We in the club, stadium, and the arena, cousin. Put me on ice and I'm hitting that top. Cheese a dozen, fussing, fighting with myself is enticing. My enemies in the mirror, and he's always reciting the poetry of my power, statistic of my weakness. Shadow boxing with Tyson, I'm trying to show y'all I'm beating them to the punch. Competition on the table, which time for lunch? Though my mission is unstable, I'm scoring once, twice, three times, and I'm taking hats. Men lie, women lie, progress is based upon the facts. So let that baby shine. They sold the show and older, they live within the grind. Now take them out that stroller, cause coming up is a champ. Prediction of Ali, he changed his name to Muhammad. We changing free to a fee, it's up to me. And when we make it, we gon' put our soul on ice. Cause when they doubted us, we did it twice. I guess the poop is in the freezer. They tried to get rid of us, but they need us. So I need you, like you need me. I need you, like you need me. We double up when our numbers come through the TV. Soul on ice, I'ma put my soul on ice. Nice. Let's dedicate this one to Jade and Linda. Let's escalate to Caddy, crush the Pinto. Or maybe you prefer that Benz, boy. That big truck, I don't give a f***. Only really want a house with a gift. Let's take it far down on the competition. Competition is nonsense, it's me and my soul's decision. Yeah, I only work against myself. I play against you to bench you. I'm throwing all shots to the shelf. Yeah, the top is the topic. You checking your armor. My wheel telescopic, so I'm steering my karma. The future is mine, like receiving the pass from Jesus or Jordan or Crosby, Stills and Nash. We young, and
when we make it, we gon' put our soul on ice. Cause when they doubted us, we did it twice. I guess the proof is in the freezer. They tried to get rid of us, but they need us. So I need you, like you need me. I need you, like you need me. We double up when our numbers come through the TV. Soul on ice, I'ma put my soul on ice. Nice.